Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Tonight we will dig deeper into the mystery of September and the date 9/23/2015. What does it all mean? Is it possible that we will enter the lost week of Daniel? That mankind has actually entered into his final period of probation on planet Earth? Is it possible that all the movies, TV shows, cartoons that are all pointing to 9/23 are warning us that something really is coming? And few are ready for it. Would they actually blow up the Hoover Dam on 9/22? Is 9/22 the birthing or the beginning of the birthing of the New World Order? Is the Hoover Dam explosion the water breaking just before the birth? Is the climate change chaos really economic chaos? Is there a media strike coming? Or is there an arrival coming? The elite know something is coming, or they would not be spending billions of dollars doing what they're doing. They are getting ready for something while the masses of humanity slumber and sleep. We're going to once again borrow from the best global report, where we have been covering a good share of this. So here we go. All right, welcome to side two, page two, and we're going to continue with this search about September. Is it real or is it Memorex? Is there anything to it? And if there is, what does it involve? How bad is it? Kind of interesting things. We've got a lot going on. Too many things in the fire, let's put it that way, that the rich men have dreamed up, and they are up to something. Don't think for a minute they're not going to pull something. We just don't know what it is. And if the telegraphing like they did of 9/11, which they were showing that everywhere, it was on the money, it was on The Simpsons, it was on all kinds of movies, it was on TV. They even portrayed it in a series called The Lone Gunman, where they were going to crash an airplane into a tower. So this was all part of this overall, mind manipulation, propaganda, building up something in your mind. In other words, they plant a seed so when it happens, you probably don't even remember that they planted the seed. It's that subtle. It's kind of like subliminal advertising in a way, but in a lot of other ways, it is how they telegraph their intentions to their own people. But they're scattered all over the planet, all over the United States, obviously. So, when we look at these things, we have to really take it rather seriously and put it in the back of our mind. Well, maybe something will happen, maybe it won't. But as I said on side one, I think there's a 99.5% probability we actually are entering Daniel's 70th week this September. The rabbis, the Bible codes, all of this point to the September, and much of it points to the Feast of Atonement, which biblically most people would not think could be a feast day for the Lord to return for his bride, but it could well be. I want to get back to the Hoover Dam and the birthing of the New World Order, and I want you to think about the papacy, the Year of Light, the International Day of Peace, the new Agenda 21 on steroids, which is coming to be discussed at the United Nations with the Pope's blessing, on the, I think it's 25th through the 26th through 27th, that this new agenda is going to be used. Anyway, I want to get back to the birthing. It's being shown everywhere. So I want to get into some of this. In the movie Evan Almighty, you might recall, we told you that in that movie, he is a modern-day Noah. And he has his ark and he has his animals. And everybody's mocking him. I think he even goes before Congress and they mock him. I haven't seen the movie, just parts of it. But he is told by the Lord to get on his ark or have it finished by September 22nd, before noon. Because the Lord says, if it's not finished, you will be. And then they switch viewpoints, and the dam they show is just like the Hoover Dam. So it's obvious which dam it is. And the waters come rushing out. Now, if they're signaling this on the 22nd, and he's being told before noon, get on the ark, and they're actually giving us a time clock, we don't know if they are or not. But if they actually are, on the 22nd of September, we should hear news that the Hoover Dam has had a major earthquake or something and has burst. We don't exactly know how they're going to do it. But don't be surprised if you hear that on the news. In fact, I would have the news on the 22nd, because that'll tell us if they're going to actually do anything or whether they've been scared off because of publicity. But I think they have to move. I think they're coming out in the open. I don't think they care anymore whether people like it or don't like it, whether people believe that they did it. And the reason I say that is because of Jade Helm and the roundup of God's people. So I don't think they really care one way or the other. Anyway, in the movie Deep Impact, there are also a number of signs given of major events that happen between September 21st and the 25th. And the deep caves where people were selected by lottery were actually numbered 21 and 23, and the President of the United States, a black man, called the caves the Ark. Now, the zip code for the Deep Impact was interesting, because when you looked at the pallets of survival food, which was in Shore, which is interesting how they chose that, is 00701, which is the zip code for Puerto Rico. They also showed the coordinates of the impact event, which is just off the coast of Puerto Rico. Now, remember, there was a fellow down there, a Christian man, who says that, and he's been extremely accurate, he said that the Lord showed him that there really was going to be a major impact event just off the coast of Puerto Rico, to get ready for it and go to the mountains, because the tsunami was going to be horrific. It would wipe out everybody in Florida. If you live in Florida, I would be taking a vacation from about the 18th through the 28th somewhere else, much further inland. That's just my advice. I think there's something to this. I don't know if it's impact. I don't know if it's economic. But I wouldn't be taking any chances, because the pastor or whoever he was said that this was going to happen in the early morning hours, like 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning, when everybody virtually would be asleep, and then it would come up and destroy most of the people of Florida. They wouldn't have a chance because they wouldn't even know what hit them. Anyway, the elite must and do telegraph their intentions to the entire world. It is just that people are not watching, and so they don't know what to look for because they haven't read their scriptures. They're not paying attention as to the hidden symbols. God telegraphs everything. It's hidden. Everybody says, no, God doesn't hide anything. He puts it out there. No, he doesn't. He hides it, and you have to search it out. But once you study and you figure out what he's doing and how he's doing it, and then it becomes obvious. Anyway, the elite always give their signs, their signals, and it's almost always coded. It's usually in either reverse or it's upside down. And if you want to know where to look that up, go to Isaiah. And that's Isaiah 29:15-16. If you want to know how they do it, they put everything upside down. The elite have signaled to the world that September 2015 is in fact a major and a very key month for a great change that Obama promised would come, he said, in a week. Well, a week is 7 days, and each day is a year. So in 7 years, he said he would change America and change the world. Now, he gave that speech October 29th in 2008 at 8 o'clock, and it lasted for exactly 30 minutes. In that speech, Obama said he would change the United States and he would change the world. Now, this is getting into an area of prophecy that a lot of people would think was absolutely foolish. We have been maintaining for a long time, if you followed us, that Barack Obama, first of all, has the spirit of Nimrod. He has the spirit of Lucifer. And I had a dream about Barack Obama. And I was teaching Bible prophecy. In that dream, I don't know where I was or who I was teaching. I just know I was teaching Bible prophecy to a whole group of people. And in walks Barack Obama. Big smile on his face, comes over to me, and I said, "You know you're Lucifer, don't you?" And he said, "Yes, I know," and smiled, and that was basically the end of the dream. I don't know if that was the Lord telling me who he was. I mean, you don't need the... we need the Lord because the Lord wrote the Bible, but the Bible is very, very clear that the king of Babylon, and we are Babylon, the president of Babylon is Lucifer. Now, also you want to remember that the number 44, and he's the 44th president, is associated with change and betrayal. Change and betrayal. In other words, he has to betray the American people. He's lawless. He's a betrayal. He is committing treason. Treason is betrayal. Okay? So, Antichrist, how do I word this? Antichrist rises up in an area where no one believes he would rise up, at a time that he would rise up, and what he would be when he rose up. Now, there was a series called The Omen. You may remember the movie Omen. Gregory Peck starred, I believe, in the first or second one. I'm not sure. It was about the President of the United States being Antichrist. It's like they were telegraphing everybody as to who a future president would be, scripturally. Now, having said all that, when Obama gives his speech, October 29th, 2008, at 8 o'clock, 30 minutes long, and if we go 25-20 prophetic days, or 7 prophetic years, we arrive at September 23rd, 2015. Now, in order to understand what's going on here, you have to go back into the Old Testament to Joseph. Now, you may remember that Joseph was sold into slavery, basically, and he became very, very important to the king or the pharaoh of Egypt. And he became very, very important to the pharaoh of Egypt because the pharaoh had a dream. And in the dream, there were seven fat cows, and then there were seven lean cows. Now, Joseph decoded the dream. You will have seven good years of harvest, and then you are going to have seven bad years of harvest. 14 years in total. 14 years in total. The first 7 years are basically relatively good years. If we can apply this to Obama and October 29th, 2008, where he said in a week or 7 years, he would change America and change the world. That means he will start that change September 23rd, 2015. Is that why the Pope is meeting Barack Hussein Obama on the 23rd of this month at the White House? It seems more than just a little suspicious, and we'll get to that as well. We pointed out that Barack Hussein Obama is the 44th president. Was the speech that he gave actually the covenant with many spoken of by Daniel the prophet? We have always applied it to Israel, because after all, it is to Israel, thy holy city, thy holy people, that the entire Daniel 70th week belongs to Israel. However, could the Lord have given us a type warning? In other words, he's telling the Christians, you know, you criticize old Israel and the rabbis when Jesus came the first time, and they did not recognize who he was at all. It wasn't that they didn't know their scriptures, they just didn't recognize, they didn't interpret it that way. Well, maybe we're doing the same thing. Maybe we're waiting for some form of covenant. Now we get into Joseph and the seven lean years. The seven lean years are divided up into 2 years and 5 years. Now, this is very, very interesting, because if you go from September 23rd, Feast of Atonement, 2015, and you go 2 Gentile years, we arrive at September 23rd, 2017, the exact date that the star sign in the book of Revelation 12 occurs. 2 years. 2 years. I want you to think about the Oslo Accords. Remember that Barack Hussein Obama was crowned as a man of peace. Right? Oslo Accords. He won the award. Peace. When they cry peace, and peace when there is no peace. Yeah, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, what's very, very interesting about all of this is, why would he be awarded And I want you to really think about this. I want you to ponder on this one. Why would they award him the International World Peace Prize when they didn't even know really who he was? He hadn't done anything, and yet he was awarded this peace prize. Was that a signal from the occult to everyone who Barack Hussein Obama really was? Now, the Oslo Accords were a 2-year and a 5-year agreement. We also know from Scripture that the Antichrist, or Lucifer, if he is the Antichrist, will confirm, which means to enforce, not sign, but enforce, a covenant with many. Now, we have said, well, doesn't necessarily have to happen on the beginning of this, of that week, but it doesn't rule out that it could. Here's what I'm getting at. Barack Hussein Obama said he was going to change the United States and the world in 1 week. Now, he was speaking about 1 week before he was actually elected president. Like, he already knew he was going to be elected president. That was a shoo-in. How do I know? Well, because the elite can rig anything they want, and they put in who they want. And it was Barack Hussein Obama that they wanted. Okay, so he goes in. In 1 week, he said, I'll change the world. A week later, he's elected president. But what he was really saying was, in 7 years, I'm going to change the world. September 23rd, 2015. There will not be another election, I don't believe. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully we sail right on through this, and the Lord extends a little bit of a timeline for people to get their house in order. But he may not. There's always an omega point. Like the professor. December 5th, the class is over. You either passed or you failed. But the class is over. You're either in or you're out. So what he was telegraphing everyone was that in 7 years, he was going to change. Now remember that the Antichrist, or Lucifer, is a decoder of secrets. He is an expert in the craft. He's an expert in symbology, and messages, and decoding secrets. So here we are, coming up on September 23rd. The Pope is coming over, and guess what? They're going to talk about change. Because on the 25th, he goes to the United Nations, 24th, I believe it is 24th, 25th, don't have it in front of me, but he goes to the UN, and on the 24th, he goes to Congress. Well, what's he going to talk about? I think they're going to talk about a new world order. They're not going to call it that. They're just going to talk about climate change, depopulation, and the need for a reset. If you go into the United Nations and you look around, that's what they're talking about. They're talking about another Agenda 21 on steroids. It's going to control every man, woman, and child right down to just about every move they make. Anybody that doesn't go along with it is going to just simply be declared an enemy of the state. So, all that being said, then would the Lord not likewise telegraph his intentions via signs and events? So I want to talk about the speech Obama gave, where he said he would change the world and he would change the United States. We read in the Old Testament, the day Antichrist thinks to change times and laws. We are being overrun with Shiara law. Obama has packed the White House with the Muslim Brotherhood. It would not surprise me if in the very near future he just simply announces we are a Muslim nation and we are going under Shiara law and he is suspending the Constitution of the United States. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but with all the occultic stuff in our military that's going on, all the treason that's going on with our military leaders, anything is possible. But anyway, it's going to change, and 44 is the number of change and betrayal, and it seems to fit Barack Hussein Obama. Now, several signs have fallen on April 11th, 4/11. We've written about it. It's in our blogs. Couldn't figure out why the Lord was signaling 4/11. But if you multiply 4 times 11, you get to 44. And that number is extremely important because Obama is the 44th and most likely the final president of the United States. Now, remember we reported on two comets, Hale-Bopp and Hyakutake, that crossed over the star Agol, known as Satan's star or Satan's head, and it formed a cross directly over Elgol, both on a 4/11, 1 year apart. In other words, a 1 year warning. One happened in 1986, the other crossed in 1997. 18 years later, we arrive at 2015 and 2016. Do you remember Susan Boyle on Britain's Got Talent? She came out of nowhere on an April 11th, 2009, sang a swan song for the human race, and she wore a countdown label, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, which if you don't count 2009, leads us directly to 2014, 1 year warning. I don't know how it works out exactly, but there's something else here I'm going to show you that is startling, very startling, with this concept that the speech that Barack Obama gave on the 29th of August, 2008, for 30 minutes, may tie directly into the 30 minutes of absolute silence in God's heaven. It's in the book of Revelation. There was a stunning silence for 1.5 hours. Why? Well, because the speech that Obama gave was the speech that is telling heaven itself, this is it. We're entering in the 7 fat years, and 7 years later, on September 23rd, 2015, we will be entering the 7 lean years of Egypt. Don't forget the United States and the world is Egypt now. And don't forget that Obama has been portrayed many times as Pharaoh of Egypt. This is not all by accident, folks. They're trying to tell you something. Now, the interesting thing is that the International Day of Peace happens to be 9/21/2015, peace and security. Now, this is interesting because there was a fellow from Canada, and he has done just tremendous work. But anyway, he sent me a video in which he had recorded, I don't know where he got it, but it was at the United Nations, where every nation's leader got up and said, we need peace and security. Peace and security. When they say peace and security, sudden destruction cometh upon them, and they will not escape. Who's them and they? Well, Paul tells us. But you, brethren, you Christians, you believers, you will escape. You'll either be hidden or taken away or whatever. But anyway, this is interesting. So the International Day of Peace is 9/21/2015. Peace and security, right? That's what the world leaders have been saying right along. Now, if they're saying peace and security, I'm not telling you this is what's going to happen. I'm just, it's amazing. Maybe this is a forerunner, a taste, kind of like the 9/11 attack on New York was just a forerunning taste of a future destruction. Okay? So, on the 21st, they're saying peace and security. On the 22nd, they break the Hoover Dam for birthing the New World Order, and sudden destruction soon comes. Sudden destruction. There was a movie that was to be released, and it was called Hero. And it painted a picture of New York City, the great city of Babylon, being destroyed by a nuclear weapon. Now, CERN is involved in that. This is why I said what I said about time travel, about the bizarre, absolutely off-the-wall concept, that what they're really up to is to attempt, and they have until September 23rd to do it. They have, if they can get it done, the ability to go back and eliminate Jesus Christ altogether. If they could do it, well, they've skewed history's line totally. Now, you and I know, as believers, they can't do it, but that doesn't mean they're not going to try it. Anyway, I told you that CERN was involved in this movie called Hero. It's presented in that movie as a time machine. They go to CERN, and they walk through a portal, and they're transported back in time, and they change history, and they stop the bomb from going off in New York City. Now, you might remember the movie Next, in which Nicolas Cage actually remote viewed the future, sees what everything is coming, runs scenarios, basically, and by figuring out how to do this, he alters the future. In other words, he can actually see the future, and he figures out, okay, if I do this, then this is going to happen. And if I do this, then that's going to happen. And the movie starts out kind of interesting because there is this girl that he sees, and he basically falls in love with her. But the thing is that she finally comes into this restaurant, and he's sitting there trying to figure out, and he runs these scenarios. He projects himself 2 minutes into the future, and he runs all these lines that he's going to give to her, and he sees what her reaction is to each line. So anyway, if you can do that, if you could remote view, then you might know something that a lot of people wouldn't. Anyway, another thing that you want to keep in mind is a date that Haggai the prophet gives. Haggai the prophet said that on the 24th day of the ninth month, which we would consider September 24th, 15 to us, but December 6th and the 7th to Israel. And it is possible that both dates are going to see major events. Now, we were told by Laurent Fabius, French foreign minister, on May 13th, 2014, that we had 500 days, he said, to avoid climatic events, and that climate chaos would come on 9/24/15. And the implication was that maybe they could avoid it, that maybe in this 500 days they could figure out a way to avoid it. Now, no explanation was given as to why or what climate chaos meant. But the term climate generally means and is associated with weather. And weather is associated in the CIA and the intelligence communities, of which he would well know, is often used for the economy. In other words, if they said flood, that would mean a lot of money was coming their way. But if they said drought, that would mean the money would dry up. So what they may be talking about, because of all the experts out there in the economy telling people, get out of the market, get out of the market, get out of the market. They're all saying it now. But anyway, the climate chaos may actually mean economic chaos. It also might mean the day of a comet or an asteroid impact, or maybe a meteor shower or some other event. We don't really know, but I would not be surprised if what he was referring to is actually economic chaos. In other words, let's say China, which is hanging right on the edge, goes. Eventually it's going to come over here and it's going to hit us. And when the stock market goes, remember David Wilkinson said, look out, 6 month banking holiday. I can't wrap my mind around that. That's what he said God told him. God showed him 6 month banking holiday. Noise, that ne'er-do-well, erstwhile shaman lady. The stock market goes to zero. We can't comprehend that. We really cannot comprehend what that would mean and what it actually would do. Anyway, then we have, of course, the movies Deep Impact and Armageddon, where an attempt was actually made to avoid an impact event, but it did not succeed. In the Book of the Colburn, it speaks of an attempt to destroy the incoming destroyer. That also fails. But there's absolutely no question. He said, quote, we have 500 days to avoid climate chaos. He said it on May 13, 2014. 500 days goes to September 24th or the 25th. Not sure which. September this year. Now, in the movie Knowing, a time capsule, this is Nicolas Cage again, time capsule is buried, and then at the appointed time, it was dug up. And Nicolas Cage decodes a bunch of numbers. His daughter, oh no, it was his son, was given one of the items that was in the time capsule. And it was a series of numbers, and they had to be decoded. Well, what he found out was that the numbers recorded events and the number of people that would perish in those events. It's a very, very interesting movie. At the end, of course, the a huge CME from the sun destroys planet Earth. It's also interesting that the children were removed from planet Earth. They were given black stones instead of the white stones of Revelation. They were telling you something when they did that. But anyway, the numbers 922, 923, and 924 all show up numerous times in that coded page full of numbers. Knowing the elite are absolutely positive something is coming in September. Now, you could say, well, I don't believe any of that. I think that's just garbage. You're overstating what's going on, and I'm not going to pay any attention. That's fine. Everybody has a right to do whatever they want. Just don't be surprised if something happens. Don't be surprised if nothing happens. In other words, prepare for the worst, pray for the best. In the movie Stargate, there was a fellow named Daniel. Very interesting character, because when you relate it back to Daniel the prophet, which is exactly why they called him Daniel, because Daniel was a decoder of the languages. He was a decoder of dreams, if you recall. Anyway, in the movie Stargate, Daniel the decoder, when reinterpreting ancient Egyptian symbols, in one of the sayings says, not door to heaven, crosses it out, but Stargate. Now, a license plate on the old car back in 1928 shows 2015. I'm telling you, they put this stuff in those movies. Stargate. What is a Stargate? It is a portal. What are they trying to do at CERN? Open a portal. Open a door. Open a dimensional gate. Okay, so you start the movie off almost within probably 10 minutes, and you see this old car in Egypt in 1928 drive right over the camera, and they make it so obvious that the license plate has 2015 on it. So they're telling you the year. And then a little bit later, when they're gonna open up the Stargate, they got this big clock hanging on the wall. And it's a military clock because it's in a military base, Cheyenne Mountain, and the military has taken over. Guess what the clock says? 22 hours in military, 24-hour time, that's how they do it, 22 hours, and 9 minutes. 9:22, September 22nd, 2015, has something to do with a Stargate, a dimensional gate being opened. Now, this goes right back, believe it or not, to the Hoover Dam. Because I was reading an article about something that was embedded in the Hoover Dam that had to do with time, the distortion of time. I can't remember exactly all the little ins and outs of it. Kind of interesting, because there was an outfit, believe it or not, that had a projector that projected things on the Hoover Dam. One night out there, it was like a 30-minute program, and it was videotaped. I've seen it. Well, guess what it shows? The Hoover Dam breaking. Now, getting back to Stargate, the general says they've opened a door to a world they know nothing about. Now, the movie speaks of star constellations and an arrival a long time ago. Now, the lead soldier that goes through the gate stops at a door before he goes through, and the general comes over to him. But as he stops at the door, there's a big 9 and a Y. Now, we've got 9:22 already, 22 hours and 9 minutes, 9:22. Then we see this 9Y. Y is the 25th number of the alphabet. 9, so what do we got? 9, 25, 2015. When they're gonna really open up this interdimensional gate. They may not know the exact date yet. But it's all coded in these movies. It's obvious. Now, I have all of these pictures to prove it to you. I'm putting out a very special report, and I urge everyone, I don't care if you're tight on money or whatever, you need to get this prophetic insider. In fact, we're going to have 2 of them. I can't get it all in one, but maybe you don't need it. But your friends, your loved ones are going to need it in case something really goes wrong. They're going to come running to you. And they're going to want to know what's happening, what's happening. Well, hand them one of these. This is what's happening. Read it. Read it. You see, you got a lot of loved ones, I know, because we get all the calls of people that just don't believe any of this stuff. They roll their eyes at you. It might be a brother, might be a husband, might be a wife, might be relatives. And you know, they're polite, but they roll their eyes, and you know perfectly well they don't want anything to do with you, and they don't want anything to do with your message. Well, that's going to change overnight, my friends. It's going to change overnight. Now, in the movie, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, isn't that an interesting title for a movie? 9:22 and 9:23 show up. Then in the movie Ghostbusters, the series, 9:22 through 9:24 appear. It is all about the release or containment of paranormal creatures, ghosts. Now, this gets into antimatter and paranormal. And remember what they said about antimatter. You had to contain it. What did they do in Ghostbusters? They tried to contain the ghosts. It's a pattern. They're telling you something about antimatter and the forces of evil, and it's predatory, and you have to contain it. Okay, then another movie called Gone Girl. Kind of an interesting title. It's really not about the rapture. It's more about a kidnapping. But a rapture is a kidnapping. It's a very violent movie, I understand. I haven't seen it, so. But in that movie, a very strange thing occurs, and it comes into the movie totally unannounced. It's not even with the scene itself. It makes no sense, whatever. And this is what it says. It appears suddenly out of nowhere. September 23rd, 7 weeks home. September 23rd. 7 weeks home. The movie's title, Gone Girl. They're telling you something. Remember what Barack Obama said? Remember what Daniel the prophet said? It's all tied together. Anyway, in that movie, she also writes a letter, and she dates it September 23rd. Then we come to another movie called Red Dawn. This is the new one, not the old one. Now, in that movie, one of the first things you see, excuse me, is a football game. The jerseys, one of the jerseys that's really in plain sight, has a great big number 9 on it. Then you hear the words, when they, you know how they do it in football, they use numbers as a code as to when they're going to actually pass the ball through their legs for the other guy to catch it. Anyway, the number's 22, right after you see the 9. What are they telling you? 9-22, September 22, 2015, then something is going to occur. And the movie is about the invasion or the taking over of America. Now, you all heard about Jade Helm. I'm sure you know all about Jade Helm. I don't think it's gone silent. I think it's very, very active. Anyway, on the 23rd in that movie, America goes into total chaos and actually becomes an occupied nation. Is it by accident? In the movie Left Behind, which is about the rapture, they say, and I haven't seen it, but they say there is an airport scene in that movie where gateways 9 and 23 are shown. 9-23. It was released on the Feast of Atonement, 2014, a 1 year warning. And of course, airport gates are of course symbolic of a departure or leaving by going into the heavens. Now, another interesting movie was called Cast Away. Tom Hanks played the leading role, where he was on a FedEx ship airplane that crashed, and he was the lone survivor on this island. He was a castaway. He was isolated. He finds the wallet of his co-worker who worked for FedEx. It was a FedEx ID card, and it clearly shows the date 9-23, 1987, an 18-year warning. Remember Hale Bopp, Comet, remember Al Gore, 18 years ago, crushing the head, 9-23. In the movie, This Is the End, a movie about the rapture of the Bride of Christ, I understand it. The number is 921, 922, 923, and 924 all show up at an airport, which, of course, once again, are gateways and tunnels. Think CERN. Think Dimension Gate. Think door. Yeah, I'm sure if you've flown any, you've walked through those corridors, those little tunnels that you walk to get onto the airplane. Then there was another movie called The Number 23. Number 23 is much like the code knowing, and Jim Carrey, who stars in it, has to break the code. And that movie has the numbers 921, 922, 923, and 924 all show up with a very large clock that shows 923 as well. So you got to ask a question. Why? Why all these movies? You know, this costs a lot of money, folks. You don't do this unless, you know, when you script a movie, when you spend millions and millions and millions of dollars, believe me, it costs a lot of money to make a movie. And it takes a lot of time. When you script the movie, that can take 2 to 3 years just to get the script where they want it. The people that are scripting these movies are paid very well. Why is it that they're weaving all of this in to the movies? There's got to be a reason. They got to be up to something. Now, you might remember the movie San Andreas, where the number 923 is shown, and it shows the Hoover Dam bursting because of a large earthquake. I think it was a 9.9 earthquake along the San Andreas fault line. Then in another movie, Run All Night is the name of it. We see the number 923 pop up in a number of places. It's just everywhere in that. It's amazing. We also see the number 44 in that movie, as well as the number 7. But one of the big places where you see the September 23rd is a newspaper. Guy's reading a newspaper, and they pan to the date of the newspaper, September 23rd. They're pointing out this specific date, and there's got to be a reason for it. Why? Unless they know that something is going to begin on that date, that maybe they themselves cannot even control. Remember, they set a trap for the human race. It's an economic trap. The Lord says they fall into their own trap. It may be an alien trap. Kind of like in X-Files, where they've been dealing with the aliens, and then the aliens call a meeting, and they get all the people they've been dealing with, and they kill every one of them. Maybe that's the trap. We don't really know necessarily what that trap is. Then again, in the movie Volcano, you might remember that one because Tommy Lee Jones was a star in that. And we see a 923 along with a cross and then a license plate of a car that has the number 239, which is, of course, is a 923. Then in another movie, Back to the Future, we see Marty and Doc go to the year 2015 in his time machine. And in 2015, where he's in the future, he picks up what is called the Gray's Sports Almanac. And great pains are taking to show the Grays. In other words, the alien Grays, the extraterrestrial connection. And by implication, of course, an arrival. And on the time machine clock is clearly coded 9/21/2015. So we have these dates constantly showing up from 9/21 to 9/28. Why? Why would you spend millions of dollars putting together all of this stuff? Back to the Future series is loaded with occultic overtones. There's even a reference to the Twin Towers in that. And when you watch the movie, you find the two shopping centers. Actually, they did it on purpose, same shopping center. But they have two and then they have one. Or in other words, Twin Towers. But it's about DNA. It's about hybrids. It's about changing the DNA of mankind. Anyway, very, very interesting how they do all this. the tie in Back to the Future and the use of a time machine to alter the past and thus change the future is what this is essentially all about. This is a war against God and Jesus Christ. This is an attempt to literally storm heaven. And this is where CERN comes in to the picture, because the movies are showing us the true nature of CERN, and that is they desire a time machine. That's what they're after. That's what they want. They want a time machine. They want to be able to escape or to murder or whatever it is they got in their minds. Remember, they're very sick. They're insane, according to the Bible. But that doesn't mean they don't have high technology of things that you and I would never even dream they could do. They are doing. Anyway, there's a lot more to this. I could spend another 6 hours pointing out all of this, but I'm going to drop it at this one. But I do urge you to get the Prophetic Insider and to hand out. It's loaded with information, pictures, so that I can prove everything I've said, because we have downloaded all the pictures from the movies themselves. So we got the proof. It's here. They're doing it. Anyway, we're at the end of the tape, and I thank you all.